It's 3:30 at Pleasant View Christian Elementary, which means it's go time for this class of kindergartners. One of the first out the door is Bianca Carrasco.
Tell me, Becky, thank you.
Okay.
Are you ready, Becky? To
school? Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Do you have your homework?
Yes.
Okay.
Pleasant View is a small parochial school in South Phoenix. And for Bianca's mom, Ramona Carrasco, it's a good fit for her daughter, who has Down syndrome.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing for her. All the kids know Bianca.
Carrasco originally enrolled Bianca in public school, but was unhappy with her experience there. She wanted Bianca to have more time in a mainstream classroom than her district school was providing. The only downside with Pleasant View now, she says, is the 20-mile commute to get to South Phoenix from Litchfield Park.
They know how to help her. And what I like is, I like how they push her to be better.
Under most circumstances, tuition at Pleasant View Christian Elementary is around $5,000 a year. But for Carrasco, the cost was covered by the state because she applied for funding through something known as an empowerment scholarship account.
What they do is you are allowed to receive funds from a state aid of this ESA state account and go to private schools.
Stefan Swyatt is with the Arizona Department of Education. He explains the funding system here is similar to how the state handles charter school funding, which gets 90% of what the state would spend to educate a child in a public school, except with ESAs.
They actually receive Bank of America debit cards to spend in a variety of different ways.
Those different ways can include school tuition, and for kids with disabilities, that can also go for things like specialized therapies. In layman's terms, this ESA program is essentially Arizona's school voucher system. It was enacted in 2011 and dealt mostly with disabled children at the time. It's changed a bit from the original idea, too, that lawmakers had in mind, partly to deal with
what's called the gift clause in the Arizona Constitution.
Dan Hunting is a policy analyst with the Morrison Institute at Arizona State University. He explains that's the part of the Arizona Constitution that limits public payments to private parties. So how do ESAs get around that, and the regulations around sending public funding to a religious institution? Well, it all circles back to that debit card, because the state is technically giving parents the money.
The parent then turns that card over to the school to use for tuition.
Under current Arizona law, several types of students qualify, including kids with disabilities and their siblings, kids with a guardian in the military, and kids who go to underperforming public schools.
What we've seen is millions of dollars drained from our public schools.
Not everyone in the education system is excited about the program, though. Joe Thomas is a public school teacher and the president of the Arizona Education Association. He says this program, much like the state's other school choice options, diverts money away from public schools because school funding follows the student. According to the Arizona Department of Education, about $99 million has been spent on ESAs since 2011.
One of the great things about public schools is we have budgets. The budgets are public, but you can see where every dollar goes, where every dollar is allocated. The vouchers that go to private schools, we have no idea.
About 3,500 kids are using the program this school year, but some Arizona lawmakers are hoping to expand it soon by making most all public school students eligible by 2020. Senator Debbie Lesko sponsored one of the bills. She disagrees with Thomas and argues SB 1431 and ESAs in general just expand parents' school choice options.
They're capped at 5,500 students out of 1.1 million students. And so really, I really think it's a total overreaction by some people thinking this is going to hurt public schools.
That cap, Lesko mentioned, is scheduled to self-destruct in 2020, though. SB 1431 hasn't been scheduled for a full Senate vote yet. A concurrent bill is also making its way through the House. No word yet from the governor's office on whether the bill would be signed if passed. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.